Imagine a powerful AI model deemed too dangerous for public release falling into unauthorized hands. That's the chilling scenario unfolding today, as reports confirm a rogue group has gained access to Anthropic's highly restricted Claude Mythos AI model. This is the same model Anthropic itself has publicly stated is too powerful and potentially dangerous to be released to the general public, leading to its highly restricted access policy and careful vetting of users. The details surrounding how this group managed to bypass Anthropic's stringent security protocols remain unclear, but the incident immediately triggers serious concerns across the AI community and beyond, prompting urgent internal investigations at Anthropic.
Experts are now grappling with the potential for misuse, ranging from sophisticated cyber attacks and advanced disinformation campaigns to more profound geopolitical destabilization, given the model's advanced capabilities and the unknown intentions of the rogue group. This breach forces a critical reevaluation of current AI safety measures and the inherent risks of developing such potent technologies, highlighting the immense challenge of controlling powerful AI once it exists and is deployed. The incident underscores the urgent need for robust security frameworks and international cooperation to prevent future occurrences, as the world watches to see how Anthropic and global regulators respond to this unprecedented situation and its long-term implications for AI governance.
Critics highlight the potential for unintended escalation, algorithmic bias in targeting, and the complex legal frameworks required for fully autonomous weapon systems. This budget allocation underscores the global race for AI dominance in defense, but also intensifies the debate around responsible innovation and the need for robust oversight in military AI development. Moving into the enterprise AI space, VentureBeat announced that OpenAI has unveiled its new workspace agents, positioning them as the successor to custom GPTs for businesses. These advanced agents are designed to integrate directly into popular enterprise platforms such as Slack, Salesforce, and other third-party applications, significantly expanding their utility beyond the ChatGPT interface. The key innovation allows users to create and access these agents directly from ChatGPT, but also to deploy them within their existing workflows, enabling seamless communication and task execution across disparate channels. For example, a workspace agent could analyze data from a Salesforce record, summarize a Slack conversation, and then draft an email, all while leveraging context from the specific application it's operating within. This move aims to make OpenAI's AI solutions more deeply embedded and indispensable for corporate operations, offering a powerful tool for automation and intelligent assistance across various business functions.
Not to be outdone, Google also made significant announcements at its CloudNext 2026 event, unveiling its own suite of AI agents and related technologies, according to the Next Web. Google's strategy centers on its full-stack approach, aiming to challenge the dominance of OpenAI and Anthropic by offering an integrated ecosystem from foundational models to end-user applications. Key launches include Workspace Studio, a platform for building and deploying custom AI agents, and the A2A protocol, which is already being adopted by 150 organizations for agent-to-agent communication. The company also introduced Project Mariner, further enhancing its cloud AI capabilities and providing businesses with comprehensive tools for AI development and deployment. Google's pitch is that by owning the entire technology stack, from chips to cloud infrastructure to user-facing applications, it can offer unparalleled efficiency, security, and integration for enterprise AI solutions, intensifying the battle for corporate clients. In a quick hit, Forbes reports that cyber experts are raising alarms about Anthropic's latest Claude models, which are reportedly introducing serious security vulnerabilities into generated code.
This development poses significant risks for developers relying on Claude for coding assistance, potentially leading to widespread software weaknesses.
Anthropic has yet to officially address or explain why its models are exhibiting this concerning behavior, leaving many in the cybersecurity community seeking answers. Before I let you go, here's what to watch. Keep an eye on the fallout from the alleged Mythos breach. The response from Anthropic and global regulators will set precedents for AI security. Also, monitor the ongoing competition between OpenAI and Google in the enterprise AI agent market as their respective strategies unfold and battle for market share. The next few weeks will reveal which approach gains more traction with businesses. That is TSL, bite-sized, for Thursday, April 23rd, 2026. Find the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts. For The Synthetic Lens, I'm your host, signing off. See you tomorrow.